HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. He asks him that he should be the shliach. He should be the one taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes back and tells the Eibishter that Vayan Moshe Vayomer Vehein Lo Yaminu Li Vlo Yishmu Bekoili Ki Yomer Lo Nira Elecha Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu answers HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Klal Yisrael is not going to believe. They won't believe me that the Eibishter came, that the Eibishter is going to be Goyal. No. This was a terrible chait for Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kilu, I'm going to give you three oises, three moivsim, to show Klal Yisrael, and through that, they will, yes, believe. But each ois, each moifes, was really an oinish for Moshe Rabbeinu. The first, the matter turning into nochash, was a remez. Moshe Rabbeinu took the umness of the nochash. The nochash is the one that says Lashon Hara by the Chet of Olam HaRishin, the one about Lashon Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu, you took the umness of the nochash. The second, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hand turns white from tzaras. Chazal tell us, HaChoshe B'Ksherim is loike begufoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was loike begufoy because he was choshe Klal Yisrael that they're not maminim. More than that, it wasn't stam a loike begufoy, it was a loike begufoy with tzaras, and tzaras comes for Lashon Hara. The last moifes was to take mayim and it turns into dam. Chazal tell us what was the remez over here, that kilu the osid of Moshe Rabbeinu was merumez in this moifes, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be nilke al yedei mayim, the mei meriva. That was the nisoyin that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't oimed in, and as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu is not nichnas le'eretz Yisrael. We see dvorim neiroim. Melo, the first two, we could understand there was a tfiyah on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why say bad about Klal Yisrael? But this last one, that it's already merumis, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to complete his mission of bringing Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he spoke bad about Klal Yisrael. Said, Hein lo yaminu li. Chazal kil used the words of Hein lo yaminu. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was choyte, Yan loy heimantem bi. Ze lu'umas ze. Klal Yisrael doesn't have emuna. The Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, where's your emuna? These are dvarim noroim for a few words. And if we're mispinin just a drop, I'd like to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us before in the parasha, Ochein noida hadover, when they were malshin, dosen navirim are malshin an Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Ochei noida hadover, now I know why Klal Yisrael is still in Golis. They're not worthy of Geula. We see when it came time by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a terrible Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Halolu evdei avodah zorah, the Mitzrim, v'halolu evdei avodah zorah, kilu comparing Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Avodah Zorah, we see, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chishev Esakeitz because they were holding in a matzav of Memte Sharei Tuma. And more than that, the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is confronted by the Shoitrim, and they tell him, Yera Hashem Aleichem V'yishpoit Asher Hivashtem Esreichenu B'nei Faru V'nei Avodov. They came with a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu that not only did he not bring the Geula, but he made things worse. What was the taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? The Pashta seems that Klal Yisrael was holding on a very, very low matziv. What was the taina? That's such a terrible oinish for these few words of Vehem lo yaminuli. We'd like to be makdim with another question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back with a taina. The Klal Yisrael are maminim b'nei maminim. We'd like to know, what is this lashon of b'nei maminim? Mele maminim, we understand that's something that you worked upon through your own avoda. What does it mean, b'nei maminim? We'll be makdim with a beautiful, beautiful word from the Sefer HaChaim. The Sefer HaChaim is written by the brother of the Maral, and it tells on the Pasuk. The Navi is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. Ha'oile al ruchachem hoyo loy siyeh. The Navi is telling Klal Yisrael, you think that you could just leave the Ribbono Shel Olam, that you could become like any other nation. Ha'oile aruchachem, what's oile aruchachem, what you're thinking, what you're dreaming about. Ha'yoloisia, it's not going to be. You know what the end result will be? Kibiyad chazaka, uvechema shvucha emloich aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you're going to try to do that? You're going to try to leave me? Biyad chazaka, with a strong, with an iron hand, ubechema shvucha, and with terrible, terrible kas, emloich aleichem, I'm going to be your melech. Now really, we could ask a question on the posik. What's this lashon of emloich aleichem? We know there's a difference between a melech and a moishel. A moishel is a dictator. He's moishel. We teach it. A ruler. That's all he is. A melech is because the am, ein melech b'loy am, because the am wants to be mamlech, the melech. A melech is always berotzein. The melech is the lev of the am. They're together, they're one unit. The melech leads berotzein. Umalchusay v'rotzein kiblu aleihem. Aleihem. Frekzach l'shaile. The Navi is giving Musar, you can't leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you try, the Eibishter Bal Korchoch is going to bring you back. But how does it say, Emloich Aleichem? Kibiyat Chazoka Bechem Meshvucha, Emloich Aleichem. I'm going to be your Melech. How can he be a Melech if it's coming Bal Korchoi? It should be Emshal Aleichem, I'm going to be your ruler because I'm not going to let anybody else take authority over you. You're always going to be my nation, but it should be a Moshel, not a Melech. This is the Sefer HaChaim Amor Dekesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows his Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Yidden are Maminim B'nei Maminim. The Chassam Sofer is Masbir. What does it mean, B'nei Maminim? That this midah of having emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam is not a result of our egena avoda. We could always enhance it, but it's part of our it's a be'etzem dika, part of our makeup. It's in our genes. We are Yoirishit b'schus the Ovis HaKadoshim. We're Zoichit from Avram Avinu's Emuna. It means Mamin b'nei Maminim. This is a Yid. A Yid, every Yid has in him this Koyach of the Emuna. If he didn't work on it, it's going to be coming from the Ovis HaKadoshim. The Mela says the Sefer HaChayim. You're going to try to leave me, the Eibishter tells Klal Yisrael. It's not going to work. I'm going to bring, in Nechmono Litzlan, the Eibishter will bring terrible oinshim. But what's going to be a result of those oinshim? It's going to remove all those outside layers. Those outside layers of choshech. The outside layers of chet. The outside layers of gaiva. And the emuna. The Muna Pshuta, the Muna Tahira of a Yid is going to shine through, and through the Oinshim, you're going to be Makabel, the Rebbein Shalom, as a Melech, because once a Yid has Achno, his true Mitzias shines through. And this is Maminim B'nei Maminim. Every Yid has inside him Emuna. We were zeichet to see, maybe we mocked him, but we find that they're all different mahalchim when it comes to kiruv. Some make Shabbos weekends, some make parties, some give shiurim, all different things. But the last eitzah to be makar of somebody is to keep him in a tunnel for 700 days. And this is what we saw. Pili Ployim, Eden that were so far away, but through the Tzoris, through the Hachno, the true Mitzias of the Yid shines through, that they came out from almost two years of captivity. They came out with a Muna and the Ribbono Shloilam. This is Klal Yisrael, Maminim B'nei Maminim. The taina of maybe the Eibishter has on Moshe Rabbeinu. Believe in Klal Yisrael. Even on the surface, they may be serving Avodah Zarah. They may be a Memte Sharei Tuma. But under all those layers of Chet, all those Sha'orim of Tuma, there's a Muna. Emuna that they have Birusha from Avram Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is to be the manig. Moshe Rabbeinu is to bring out this Emuna, and Klal Yisrael is going to shine. This was a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. How can you be the manig if you don't believe in Klal Yisrael? Listen to Amoridike. From the Moshe of Skenim, the Bali Toysvis, and Parshas Kairach, he asks the question, how did Dosan of Aviram leave Mitzrayim? It says the Rishoyim died in the 3 days of Choshech. How did they get out? And the Bali Toysvis answer, the only ones that died were those that didn't believe there's going to be a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dosan v'Avirim, with all their chatoyim, they believed in the Geula, and that's how they left. What does this have to do with us? For sure, we have to always look favorable on other people, but I think it's something that we have to look within ourselves. We have to make our cheshbon hanefesh. Do I have an emesa emuna? Is my emuna in different schools? Is that the same? Is that in the same madrega that I maimin in the Yud Gimel Ikrim in the Eibishter? And this is something that we don't have to go afar. Lo me'ever ha'yardeni. Every Yid has inside him this p'china of maminim b'nei maminim. Through the koyach of the emuna, we should be zoicha to the gula shleimah.